up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Every few months, we speak with somebody from the National Women's Branch of Blind Citizens Australia, and it's time to do that again to find out what's happening with the branch, what's coming up, and what people can look forward to. Janine Sadu joins me now. Janine, welcome to New Horizons.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Why don't you start by telling us about the history of the Women's Branch and your position?
I am currently the president of the Women's Branch, and our branch has been going for quite a while. It's set up to give positive peer support to members. We conduct workshops and seminars from time to time, encourage involvement from women in all levels of BCA, and we act as a resource about women's issues. We also encourage communication among members and deal with any issues that people have regarding isolation and a few other things.
And how long have you been president?
This is my third year as president, my second term. We have two-year terms, and I will be up for election in November next year.
Well, we'll get to the AGM of the Women's Branch shortly, but perhaps one of the things that the Blind Citizens Australia Women's Branch is best known for is the Diana Braun Aspirations Award. Is that something that happens every year?
No, that happens every 2 years. It happens at the National Convention, usually. And I think that will be happening again next year in Hobart. So if anyone has any nominations, we're open for them right now.
We spoke to Vicky some months ago, but I'm sure things have changed since then. Just give us a bit of an update.
Well, we've been having our women talks every 2 months, and we've got two coming up in the near future. The next one is called Coping with an Emergency. It's on Thursday the 27th of September. It's on at 8 p.m. Melbourne time. The final one for the year is on Thursday the 29th of November, again at 8 p.m. in the evening, Melbourne time. And we will be looking at living by ourselves in that women talks. So they're our final two for the year, and then we'll look to see if we'd like to extend that project into next year.
Now, these women talks are teleconferences that are available to all women, is that correct?
To members of our branch, yes.
Right.
To women members only.
So how does one get involved in those?
People really need to contact the convener of the women talks. And for the coping with an emergency, that's me. And for living by ourselves, that's Julie from South Australia. I put information about that on our email list and also publicise that it will be in the next edition of BC News, and people can just contact the person who's running it through the office, basically, or by email.
So you can contact BCA at bca.org.au and let the office know that that you're interested, and they can pass it on to the convener of that particular conference. Is that the usual way of it?
Yes, that's how it works. And Sam in the office always passes on stuff to us, so that's really helpful.
Well, let's look a bit closer into these Women Talk conferences. Coping with an emergency. What sort of emergency are you talking about? Are you talking about natural disasters, or an emergency that might happen around the house, or all of the above?
We're hoping to have a guest speaker about more global emergencies, or not global, but bigger emergencies. But we're also going to be having experiences from women who have dealt with emergencies on whatever scale they've dealt with. Emergencies can be big or small, and that's what we'd like to look at.
And living by ourselves, I guess that's fairly self-explanatory, but you're talking about blind women specifically and safety and things like that, or are you talking about generally doing things about the house and daily life skills and things like that?
Whatever women want to talk about in living by ourselves. Some of us have had experience doing that, and there's always little tips and tricks that come out in our women talks, and we can pass them on to other people, just whatever people want to talk about, basically.
Well, that sounds really interesting. How many of these conferences have you done throughout the year?
We usually do every 2 months, so probably about five per year, and they've dealt with quite diverse topics, and we usually get 10 or so people on, but we'd love to have more because we can have up to 99 people, I think. So that will be a very big group, but we can accommodate more people on our telelinks.
That would certainly be an awful lot of people to manage having convened teleconferences, I can attest to that. Now, one of the topics that that you've discussed in one of these Women Talk teleconferences is violence against women, and this is something that the women's branch has taken up in quite a big way. Do you want to go into some detail on that?
Yes, we have. A very important topic to our branch. Vicky Alipassinopoulos is currently conducting a project with telelinks, with women who would like to talk about that topic, and Vicky can be contacted via the office or via me. And we're also have a group of women from our committee and a few others from our branch who are working with Helen and Fiona from the BCA board to further recommendations made at the National Convention in 2017. So as it's such an important issue, I'm sure we'll be continuing to address it in the future until it's been eliminated.
I think that's a very worthy cause, and all power to you on that one. The annual general meeting of Blind Citizens Australia is coming up in early December of this year, but there's also an annual general meeting for the women's branch.
That's correct. We will be having our AGM by teleconference this year. It will be in November, on Saturday the 3rd of November at 11 a.m. It will go for an hour, and people don't have to worry about remembering the date because this announcement and other announcements from our branch will be in the next BCA news, which will be coming out in October, I believe. So the date will be there for everyone to remember, and if people want to get the relevant documentation before the meeting, they can contact us and we'll certainly be able to get it to them.
And are there any elections on this occasion?
No elections this time around. The next elections will be in November in 2019.
So it sounds like it might be quite a speedy meeting then. If you're interested in attending the Women's Branch AGM, then you can find out more in the next edition of Blind Citizens News, or you can contact the BCA head office. The email address nwb@bca.org.au, that's still current?
Yes, that goes directly to me, and that's a good one if people want to give any feedback to our branch, because we're always welcoming feedback, or have anything to say or any inquiry or want to buy one of our cookbooks or anything really.
Now, cookbooks, everybody loves a cookbook these days, and particularly with the advent of things like the Google Home and other smart speakers where people can have recipes read to them from the internet. Talk to me about the cookbooks.
The Scales Away cookbook is, well, no scales required, basically. All the measurements in the cooking recipes are cup and spoon, which make it quite easy for some of us who like that kind of thing. And so it's a very extensive cookbook, has lots of sections, lots of ideas, lots of information. So if anyone would like to get a copy of Scales Away, it's $20 for electronic version on email and $30 for a CD or a thumb drive.
And presumably people can just email the branch, or can it be bought from the website?
Yes, it's available both ways, yes.
Now, most listeners to New Horizons will by now know that coming up shortly, Janine, the New South Wales ACT State Convention will be held in October. In fact, in Newcastle, the National Women's Branch will be having a presence at that convention. Tell us about that.
Yes, we will be having a presence in the form of Lisa Hayes, who will be representing our branch at that convention. There will be other members, I hope, but Lisa will be the committee member who will be there. We hope to have a workshop. It's in the final stages of planning at the moment, and once it's confirmed, we can announce the topic. But that will be probably confirmed very soon.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one, certainly. Now, in March in Hobart, I think you mentioned very briefly before, is the National Convention coming up. What's the Women's Branch planning for that one?
The National Convention, we are planning to run a workshop, a topic that everyone will enjoy, especially women. And if anyone has any suggestions for a workshop topic that they'd like to see us tackle, we would love to hear from them, because nothing's been decided on yet and we've got a few months, so we can do something really good if people can let us know what they would like to see happen.
And how can they do that?
They can do that by contacting me at the office, via the office, on 1-800-033-660, or they can contact our email address at nwb@bca.org.au.
Janine, thanks once again for joining us on the program, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Janine Sadu from the National Women's Branch of Blind Citizens Australia. And just a reminder that if you'd like to get in touch with Janine, you can contact nwb@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia or the Women's Branch, you can have a look at the BCA website and find out how you may do that. Otherwise, you can contact the office. Blind Citizens Australia's office can be contacted by calling 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. The general email address is bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to provide feedback on New Horizons, or you have a topic that may be of interest to your fellow listener, then get in touch with me, new.horizons@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Benison. Do enjoy your week. Talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.